Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping me down too long, I've been mad.
is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Misused. And I can't help
but to give God glory. When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored me. Because my enemies. They did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it. And took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
God will favor you if you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God will favor you. Oh, yes, they're going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to skip trace you and do everything they can possibly do. But I tell you one thing, when the favor of God is on your life, the Bible says, that the blessings and the callings of God are without repentance. What does that mean? That means God has not changed his mind about you. He will not change on you. Amen? That's why we need him. Because man will change on you, but God won't change. He changes not. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another broadcast. I pray that you enjoyed the music, and I pray that we all understand that it's necessary that we get into a place of praise and worship. Pull away from the secular realm. Pull away from the things of this world and just be in the presence of God. I'm telling you, everybody can't go with you. Everybody can't go with you where God want to take you. You might want them to go, and you may feel you need them to go, but I'll tell you one thing. Everyone cannot go with you where God is trying to take you, because there is an assignment that's especially for you. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Father, we thank you once again, God, that you would hide me behind the cross, God, and allow me to talk about Jesus, to talk about the Word of God. God, look beyond my faults, Father, and I thank you that you see my needs. And I ask you to keep the people covered. Cause your people who are called by your name to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, we got a beautiful Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. And we're still here. It's 5:14. And God still have need of you. We're still talking about spiritual strategies for warfare. But today we're going to talk about the charge they're giving you to do his bidding. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I pray that you got your Bibles, because we're going to talk about natural principles of warfare. Amen. Natural principles. You know, when you think about, I say back in the day, or maybe the early church, you know, the early church was viewed of the spiritual experience of warfare. You know, they would say to the mourning bench, or you need to go on to the mourning bench. What is that? That means you missed it. You know, that means you need to go back and pray again, right? Well, that's what we're doing today. God is sending us back to that place of prayer. Amen, amen. Well, one thing we know, that God has an armor. God has an armor. And it's a sense of protection for God's people. And we have to begin to use the armor of God. You know, the Word of God talks about the sword. And Satan attacks our darts. You know, they're fiery darts. He throws darts through people. And more than likely, those darts come from people that are the closest to you. A little dart here and a little dart there. And if you're not fighting with the armor of God, be defeated. So Satan throw these darts. And then once he throw the dart, we fight it with the sword and the shield. And we fight it with our faith. Amen. So what does that mean? That means fighting the good fight of faith. See, we're told that war is good warfare as believers. And as believers, we'll say in a minute, I'll get in the faith fight with you. What does that mean? And you ask someone to pray, and they say to you, okay, I'll get in the faith fight with you. Well, what they're saying to you is, I will believe God for what you're believing God for. And I will pray until it happens. So whose faith fight are you in? Whose faith fight are you in? I'm going to ask you to get your Bible, Timothy 1 and 18. 1 Timothy 1 and 18. And the Bible says, this charge I commit unto thee, says son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightiest war, a good warfare. What's a good warfare? Why did God choose warfare? And for an example, natural warfare, we've been talking about that. What's happening in the spiritual world between the forces of good and evil? Evil. Did you know that everything you do in the natural, that there is definitely something happening in the spirit? So we have to ask God for grace to endure, grace to, it's so easily to out of the spirit realm into the natural realm because we're in a natural body. And it's more difficult to fight in the spirit realm if we're warring after the flesh. So the Bible tells us to walk in the spirit. What does that mean? Walking in the spirit will enable us to keep our mind on what God says about a situation. Not what your friends say. Not what your sisters say, your brothers say, your mother say, your husband say, your wife say. It is what is God saying. So when you focus on what God is saying, that's when you can fight the good fight of faith. Because what God is saying to you is spiritual truth. And it will keep you from fighting in the flesh. It will keep us from fighting in the natural. And it's so easy to fight in the natural realm. You know what I mean? Things can happen to you, and before you know it, hallelujah, you've all caught up and fighting in the natural with a carnal-minded person. I know I have a witness. I know I have a witness. That's why it's imperative and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we are equally yoked. You must be equally yoked up, not only in your marriage, but in relationships. Because if you're fighting, if you're walking in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you're walking with someone that's carnal-minded, all they see is fleshly things. All they desire is carnal-minded stuff. Encourage my listeners. Be able to discern spirits. And that's what I want to talk about next. Discernment of spirits, to be able to try the spirit by the spirit so you'll know if it's God. Amen. It's so easy to get caught up with the enemy because I told you earlier, he is a transformer. He'll transform himself, and he is, the Bible says that he would deceive the very elect if it was at all possible. I say hallelujah, because guess what? If it was at all possible. So we're not deceived by Satan devices. So we fight the good fight of faith. So let's talk about try the spirit by the spirit so that we may know, is this God? Is this the big G God? Amen. First John, and I'm going to read the fourth chapter. And this is what I want you to walk with this week, right here. This is really, really breathtaking to me. This is what the Bible says. First John chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Here be it. Know ye the Spirit of God. Listen to this. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, should come, and even not already is in this world. This is in this world. Ye, verse 4, talking about us, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. They speak. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. The world will hear them. We are of God. For he knoweth. We are of God. Do you know that you are of God? And we must stand steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord and in the word of the Lord. So we must try the Spirit, by the Spirit, to know. So I was talking to one of my, I won't say a student, someone I counsel, and they were telling me of all of these things about a beautiful lady they met, and she was elegant, and she's about to have her PhD, and she pro-black, and, you know, then he went on and on, and you know, gave her all these accolades. And I asked him, I said, well, is she saved? And he said to me, well, yeah, she's saved. And I said, does she confess that Jesus is Lord? And the young man said to me, well, she believes that there's more than one way to God. She don't want to be narrow-minded. Listen, try the Spirit by the Spirit, so we will all know if it's God. We won't be deceived, because there's one door, one way to God. And the Bible says that Jesus is the door. No man can come to me but through Jesus. So she make it sound so simplified and so entreating, should I say, that this young man was kind of like thinking, well, you know, well, at least you believe in God. No, that's not enough. Because he sent his son for a reason, that we might have life and life more abundantly. So we cannot compromise. Sometimes you find yourself compromising your relationship with God because you're compromising with other people. See, Satan wanna take total possession of you, your goods, your destiny, and everything that belongs to you. So he sent those darts. It might be words. And then you wonder, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? It's a dart over here and a dart over there. Dart, 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 dart. And before you know it, you all darted up. Listen, we must know that we cannot compromise with Satan, because he's coming, not playing. He's coming to take you out. Amen. He's coming to take me out. And he would if he could. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. But he didn't. And now that I've found out how to tap into the things of the kingdom, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And that's what Satan used. He'll use people, and before you know it, you're wrestling with flesh and blood. And you're not paying any attention to the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places. Your thoughts. You're not thinking about that. You're wrestling with flesh and blood. So those of you that's on the line today, and even those that may soon get married, I want to encourage you today and serve notice on you. Do not compromise. Don't compromise. You can't afford to. It's too much to lose. It's too much to give up. Amen. And before you know it, you'll be dealing with Satan himself. Let me say the bride of Frankenstein, or the, I'll say the groom of his wife. Amen. I don't know. But I'm saying this. If you're thinking about getting married, if you're thinking about even hooking up with someone, make sure that they know not just God, Jesus, and that they are truly, truly converted. Why do I say that? You want someone that's going to build you up, not someone that you have to always build them up. Amen. So what Satan does is he works with relationships. He works through the people that you're close with. Do you hear me? And I hope you understand what I'm saying, because the people that's not close to you can't get next to you. Why? Because you're not around them. But usually those darts are thrown through family, through loved ones, through coworkers, through church members, through pastors, through leadership. Those wounds, they come. Why? We have to seek to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Amen, amen. Elder and I was talking about some things the other day, and concerning how Satan used his techniques and his tactics, and how he's so smooth, and the unclean perversion, the perverted spirit, how he used things. And we seen some activity going on, and it was prostitutes and, guys, I believe they call them Johns, tricks. I don't know what they call them now, because things are so innovative. But my heart grieves, not just for the women, but for the men as well. Because as we watch them, Satan gets such a hold on their life that they are fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Amen, amen, amen. So we have to know that the lust of the flesh has a result, and it's developed, and it becomes deep. The Bible says, love not the world. Did you know that? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, listen, I feel like it's simple, but it's deep. If any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. Amen. And then the Bible say, the next verse says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. Then it goes further, the lust of the eyes. You see some things you want. And this is the part that I feel most believers suffer with, and the pride of life. The Bible says, not of the Father, but he is of the world. Love not the world. That's 1 John, 2nd chapter, verses 15 and 16. So we must know, if you see someone in love with the world, someone that value the world, someone that, listen to this verse, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. See, godly sorrow is different from that of the world's sorrow. So when I said I saw those prostitutes or women of the street, my heart grieved. It was a godly sorrow, because they are so caught up in the lust of the flesh and the things of this world. So Satan, when they say, the devil got a hold of me, the world can get a hold of you, and you'll be worldly. So on yesterday, myself and a few other of my friends for years, we've been friends for years, on top of years together, and we are all in ministry, praise God. But as we were sitting there on the water, we was at a restaurant, and I was looking at these, at our sisters, their attire, their demeanor, and it was a lot of men there. And they just go crazy, absolutely crazy. And just to watch or discern, should I say, that activity. I mean, you're supposed to be eating, enjoying your lunch or whatever you're doing. They were there on a mission with a message, okay, and it wasn't a message from God. So where I happened to be seated, I could see out of my peripheral view some activity by the water. So I see these girls, the young women, should I say. Everybody got on Skin Tight. You remember that song, Skin Tight? They all had on Skin Tight or little nothing. So I see them doing, on the side of their car, they're doing the, sure, that's Elder. What's the name of that dance? Twerking. Thank you, Elder. They were twerking. Elder wasn't with me, so he didn't get a chance to see it. But they were twerking, so I shared it with him. And so they twerking at someone that was in the car, and I just knew it was a man. So I said to my sisters, I said, that was with me, I said, let's pray. So we praying, you know, incognitoly praying. And one sister, she just was wanting to see more. So she gets up to go really look. she came back and she said, can you believe they're twerking for a woman? We're talking about the lust of the flesh. The wages of sin is death. So I was at awe that these women were flirting like they were with the men, let alone the other half of the women were flirting with women. Saints, we have work to do. We have work to do. Because the Bible says that God would have it that no man would perish. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life. So we need to minister and teach the gospel in the places that we're not expected to go. So we had an opportunity to share with those women, a couple of them, the ones that would let us. Amen. But I'm saying all this to say, Satan is real, and he's moving to destroy whoever he may destroy. So we get on the line and we grow, come more like God ordained us to come, become. And it's a reason, because there's work to do. There's work to do. So as we discern these spirits and we try the spirit by the spirit, and we realize that the enemy is using lust and the love of the world to destroy God's people, and let alone the people that's not believers. So we must be about our Father's business. You know, if you know someone that needs to be ministered to, if you know someone that needs to be prayed for, collect their names and give us their names, because we want to be in the faith fight for those that need someone to stand proxy for them. Some know it and some don't know it. Amen. When I say some don't know it, some don't know that they're caught up in Satan's trap. You know, some of us, sometimes we're caught up and don't even know it. Amen, amen. I tell you, I had so much love for the people of God, because I feel that if we all give all that we can for someone else to accept Christ, the Bible says when one sow, one water, and God will give the increase. Because a lot of people I talk to, they're serving two masters. And the Bible says you're going to hate one and you're going to love the other. And we cannot have two masters. The Bible says, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You know how you meet people and you say, you either love that person or you don't like that person. Well, that's the way it is with what Jesus is saying in Luke 11 and 23. He said, he that is not with me is against me. It's plain and simple. And Jesus spoke that great division in the story about the two paths, one which was straight and, remember, and narrow. And then he talked about the broad way. What he was really doing was he was warning the people of God about deception. And it's in Matthew chapter 7. And then he also talked about it in the account of the rich man and Lazarus. Jesus removed the veil between life and death. And he let man see the end result of choosing the wrong way. So I'll tell you today, I feel a fast coming. I feel a revival coming. Because the people of God, we have to understand how important it is that we are full-fledged soldiers, not a part-time soldier. One minute you're talking the word, and the next minute you're talking crazy. I mean, schizophrenia crazy. Okay, let me stop. But we either in or out. You either love God or you don't. How do we know we love him? We keep his commandment. We seek the things of God. See, when Satan's activity is prevalent in your life, that's the time to use the tools of warfare. That's the time to put on the whole armor. That's the time to destroy the devil. How do you destroy him? First, you got to identify him. And you got to discern. You try the spirit by the spirit so you'll know if it's God. Remember we talked about Satan is an angel of light. It seems to be God. It looks like God, but it's not God. So we go deep. How is their love walk? How is their forgiveness? You know, sometimes as a prophet, all of the gifts and anointings, they are different anointings, different gifts. But as a prophet, and especially the call I have on my life, is not one that I would pick. It's not one that I would wish on anyone, because a lot of times you see things. You see things, and when you see something, the majority of the time, God releases you to say something. And it can look like it's a bunch of peace and going on, and next thing you know, the Lord telling you to go and say this, and you'll be like, oh, my God. I know I'm not going to get invited back. But it's the call. It's the nature of the call. So I want to encourage everyone on the line to understand, when you serve in God, people are just not going to like you. So don't try to fit in. You know, I told Elder today, you know, and you get like this. I told him today, I said, you know, I just want to, I was pretty much saying sabbatical. And when you say sabbatical, you want to get away from everybody. You love people. But sometimes you need to just get away to be restored, to be renewed. And I want to encourage everyone on the line, for yourself, spend some time with you and God. Because those plots on your life and on your ministry and on your assignment, they're going to always come. But God is so much bigger and so much greater, and he always brings you out. And that's the spiritual answer. But sometime in the natural, you must get away. So I want to encourage everyone, don't feel bad when you know you need to get away. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad when you know that you want to do a praise. And you want to shabak the Lord, and you want to just cause all of the enemies to flee. Amen. But I'm in a spiritual place where I understand that whenever you're exposing the work of Satan, that you are under attack. Okay? And I want you to know there's a cost of the oil in your alabaster box. Think about Satan if you want to. And when you look around, you're going to be dealing with some enemies. But it's okay. It is okay. Because God is more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that work in you. There's some power that's working. So what are some of the points? And I talked about this earlier. We go to the Word of God, prayer. We go to fasting and the keys of the kingdom. Amen. And then we use the name of Jesus. We use the blood of Jesus. We got weaponry that's right at our ready. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm not going to hold you much longer, but what I do want to tell you, I want you to use your tools. Try the Spirit by the Spirit. And if it doesn't line up with what God says, it's not God. Discernment is essential. Discernment is essential. Discern what the enemy is doing so that you will not be tricked, that you will not be deceived. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I believe I have one more scripture I want to give you before we get off the line. Amen. Let's talk about that we are victorious. We're victors. We're not victims. So what I talked about previously, that's part of the program. That's the process. You know, we just keep going forward. And the Bible says in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, it says, see, this was, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fulfillment of him, and findeth all in all. All things are under the feet of Jesus. So this means that he have conquered them. Listen to this carefully. We have to conquer it in the natural realm through the Spirit. You know, they say it's already done. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. All of that is true. The spiritual battle is won. But this natural battle is a process. So the Bible said we work out our soul salvation with what? Fear and trembling. And we're in the natural, the fight of faith, in the natural realm. And we have to conquer all in the natural realm so we can remain victorious. See, if you slip and fall, and you keep slipping, and you keep falling, and the enemy keeps pulling you in, sucking you in, sucking you in, and the spirit of the world get on you, it's hard to shake. When the spiritual battle gets tough, just remember, who assures us that God's purpose will be accomplished. Just know that you don't lose if you don't quit. Amen, amen, amen. Because Jesus conquered all. The end of the thing. You know, you say, well, what happened at the end? We win, but it's going through the process. And then again, Elder and I was talking about today, mental, people that lose their mental faculties, lose their mind. How is such a spiritual attack? Satan attack your body. He will attack your mind. He will attack your finance. He'll attack you psychologically. He will attack every area. So we must know that our spiritual opponent has already been judged, and we can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. So I want to tell you this. connect yourself with P to win. You know, because winning is the goal. Our goal is to win in this natural realm. But it's okay if you slip. Just don't keep falling in that same spot. If you fall, let it be somewhere else. Let it be a different situation. But get back up, shake it off, and keep moving. Amen, 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 amen. I want to thank everyone because I'm truly excited about life. I'm excited about what God is going to do. I am excited about what he has already done. I'm excited. And and when I played that song, God Favors Me, I'm saying all that to let you know that the favor of God is on your life. And if you choose to do the things that God called you to do, you're going to go through some things. But guess what? It's going to take you to some things. Amen, amen, amen. I decree best is at your table. I decree that God's best is in your house. I decree it to be so. In the name of Jesus, I say, we say yes. And amen, 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 amen. Well, I want to ask you to keep us in your prayers. Amen. Keep us in your prayers. And as you pray, and as we begin to step out on faith, I want you to believe God with us and stay in the faith fight, that we continue to fight this good fight of faith, and that we are in the right place at the right time doing the right thing that God has called us to do. But we want to thank you for listening to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing, talking about spiritual strategies for warfare. You must use your strategies. And it's okay if you get corrected. Stand corrected so that as you grow, who that's assigned to you will grow. Amen. So don't be one that cannot be corrected. Stand corrected. Amen, amen, amen. I say God bless everyone. Show some love. Go get your blessing and walk in God's favor. Father, we just thank you for this time with you. We call forth your children, those that know you and those that don't know you. God, we ask you that you would lead us to those that need you and don't know it. And when we see them, Lord God, we'll be assigned to do what you called us to do. We will not be afraid. We will not fear. But we will be bold as a lion to take back that territory. And we ask these things in Jesus' holy name. We pray. Amen and amen. God made you a promise. Stand on it. And continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. God bless everyone. Have a terrific, blessed, supernatural rest of the day. Why? Because God is changing your story.